But let's have
explanation.
Lots of devotees have made separate explanation.
Yes.
Separate meaning.
Yes.
Then those who hear all these meanings, they think that Vyasadeva has knowing, he has used this word in so many meanings. But I think that actually he wrote in one sense what he thought. But now we take so many meanings. So he's telling that you are telling your words have so many meanings. But I always speak for one meaning. But learned persons like him, they may discover so many meanings.
But you told us that in Srimad Bhagavatam that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur would pray to each word and that so much meaning was there. Mm. So it must also be an original text.
When Srimati Radhika or Krishna are talking together, thinking so many meanings, they have used the words are one. I love you. Srimati Radhika or Krishna told. When they were talking, they are thinking that this word, I'm using this word in so many senses, so many meanings, are in one. I think one. And then those who are explaining, they are thinking this mood, and become so pleased, happy.
But there is one thing you did not mention.
What? Where?
Just now. And that is that the intelligence to find different meanings from your words comes from your mercy.
No. It comes from his heart, and he is so learned person.
Actually, I was just listening to him. He was...
Then it may become, it may come from Giriraj. He is so merciful.
Maharaj, you said if someone directly says, I love you, then it's like camphor at a doorway, and the wind blows it away.
I used only for example. Not seriously. Certainly, if I love you, I tell, then it means that I am lessening my mood. Then?
You wanted to see what you spoke 2 days ago.
Where is Navadvip?
We can ask him.
He's teaching.
He has taken a letter from me. I have dictated.
Oh, Krishna Balaram.
I wanted to see that letter and correct something if it is so pinching or anything.
We'll stop at his classroom and ask him to see it.
When he has time, he may come. I don't want to become so...
You don't want to hurt his... You don't want to hurt him.
Hurt him, not. What I have told, I have told.
I know. But make him feel something, something.
Not so harsh. Harsh. What is this?
This is what you spoke 2 days ago. Oh. Yesterday, you asked Shanti to show you this so you could see how to continue.
Oh. Anyone can read?
Loud?
I will see. Here.
Here. Vilap Kusamanjali.
Don't. It.
Yes, yes.
New
yes,
story.
Yes.
Which I. There is something. Something in this. What this story? I have to. You should read this. Not this.
Okay.
I remember this. Not Kusamanjali has dhara na tu tu amar ka disturb karish na tumra chup chap suno ekdam chup bhut hoye. Oh, what I was telling
that here Srimati Radhika is in Swadin Bhatrika and Bhatrika. Therefore Rupa Manjari and
Rupa Manjari no
Rati Tulsi Manjari,
Tulsi Manjari or Rati Manjari is calling Harsu Mukhi.
Ah.
In Swadhin Bhatrika, she is so, so pleased, Srimati Radhika. Her this, what?
Eyebrows.
Eyes are in full pleasure, as full moon.
Females.
And at that time, she can give anything, any mercy.
Yes.
That is why he is telling Sumukhi. I'm up to this, I'm explaining why he has called Sumukhi. So anywhere here add this. Very good explanation.
Yes. It is done.
It is done.
Miracle.
I will not give you until he will not give. I will take hold this thing. Here he told Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari is reminding. It is coming in Sphurti.
Yes.
Something somewhere added.
Yes.
Then
you have called Devata, demigod, and he came.
Excuse me, when he says something, can you just write the one word there so she knows where to add it? Whenever he says, write it there. Wherever he's interrupting
you. Okay. You have called some devata, demigod, and he came. You worshipped and then left everything there outside. You have brought him from Mandir, put him on a throne here, and you have done archan, puja and arti, everything. Now you should clean up after this puja and throw all these things away from here.
They are hearing for so many. When he was coming and Krishna has so many moods, he at once embraced Radhika. And her kumkum from breast came to Krishna's breast. And now that kumkum, that is what? Alta, no alta. Kumkum, churna, patavas, parag.
Powder.
Like lotus parag was in the breast of Srimati Radhika. It came to the breast of Krishna. And because Krishna was at that time, sweats were coming.
Yes.
So they were.
It mixed.
Mixed and became like
paste.
And at this time, when Krishna Krishna
took Radhika's.
Krishna took the again feet of Srimati Radhika. Sometimes here, sometimes here. then that kumkum of Srimati Radhika, which was in Krishna breast, it came in the
black, altar, on the
not altar, that parag. Parag, kumkum, came in the feet of Srimati Radhika. When these manjaris were laughing and joking, this time Srimati Radhika laughing and gave it to Rati Manjari.
How she did?
How she did?
I have not understood.
Then at that time she became more pleased. And at once she came, she was so much overjoyed. And at that time she was thinking that Srimati Radhika, this feet has come to my head. And I am so much lucky, my head is so lucky. But at the same time, his antardasa went on. And now he is weeping, began to weep, rolling on the Radha Kund, bank of the Radha Kund, and weeping and loudly lamenting. Ashu began to, tears began to come from her eyes. And now he is in a mood that she is feeling she is feeling more separation. Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī and Baladeva Vidyābhūṣaṇa are explaining this thing. When a person, a sadhak, descends from antardasa to vāhya dasa, he remembers deeply about what he has seen in his antardasa. Remembering so much utkantha comes, eagerness comes, and at the same time he becomes so deenhin. Radha Krishna pastime is so high, even not to be found by Narada, Sukadeva Goswami, Uddhava, and I am so fallen. So Krishna mercy and Radha mercy is so high and their pastime, and I am so much fallen. How can I have? But greed is such a thing that he does not leave the hope and utkantha for having that thing. So in lamentation, he begins to weep and to tell that, O Swamini, I am so wretched, I am so deenhin, but I have only hope that you are so much merciful. Even merciful than Krishna. And having this utkantha and this mood, I am only keeping my life. One day you will surely have mercy upon me. So here he is weeping and telling all these things in his bahya dasa. Here one thing to explain, I have explained Sumukhi word. Here also I want to explain the word? Rajat parag patavas vibhushanena. I explain charana charanam bujat charana charanam bujat rajat parag, that the parag was of Srimati Radhika. It came into the breast of Krishna, and from breast it came again in the feet of Srimati Radhika. And again from this feet of Radhika, it came in the head of Tulsi Manjari. And it was like an ornament. We remember this thing from Purna Pulinda Uragaya Padabjaraga Se Kum Kumena Daitastana Manditena Taddarsana Smararu Jatvina Rushitena Lepyanta Anuti Kuchau Jahus Tadadhi. Remember this
slogan?
Yes. About in same line, but it was with Radhika.
Yes.
And it is for a sadhak and siddha like Raghunath Das Goswami, a sakhi. This is slok, Bilap Kusmanjali. There we see that Purna Pulind Urgaya Padab Jaraga, Padab Jarag, here also Parag, similarity. And Padab Jarag was actually Kumkum from Srimati Radhika, Sriyanga. And it came from the feet of Krishna. Srimati Radhika here, taken the feet of Krishna here. And then it came to the grass. And there, Osh Bindu, not sweat, but
Yes, the dew, early morning dew,
wetted that kumkum, and it was on grass. And Pulindi Kanya came and took all these dust and farag, kumkum, which are like a
paste,
and took up her mouth and everywhere, and gave up her pap from heart. But actually this was from Radhika. Here also, this parag patavas are the same thing, churna, patavas, like rose or kamal, lotus, parag, dust, like kumkum, kashmir, and other things, which Srimati Radhika or all gopis kept these things. So it was like a alankar of Tulasi. And now she is so much proud, that parag of Radhika mixing with Krishna came in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, and it came for my
to decorate my head.
And she was so. But at the same time, when he began to see it, where it is or not, he came in Bahia and began to blow like so. So now he is seeing, telling, that Swapne Api King Sumukhi, O Sumukhi, O Swadhin Bhartrika Devi, you are so cheerful. So I think that you will be merciful to me. I know that I am so wretched, I am so deenhi,
fallen.
So I cannot have in direct sakshat. There are three stages, sakshat, sambhog, Milan, meeting Sakshat, in Swapna and in Sphurti. Sphurti means no Krishna, no nothing, but yet there is Sphurti when it is in very, very separation, Vipralam. That Krishna has come, I am talking with him, he is joking with me, he is doing bilas with me. But at once, when it goes away, that is Sphurti, then she begins to lament. This is called Sphurti. In this sambhog is Sankirna. Sankirna means very little. And in Swapna, something more. Not like Sphurti, more than Sphurti. And in direct meeting, Samvardhaman, Sambhog. Better kind of Sambhog comes. Here she is telling that I am not qualified that in Sphurti it will come. Because Sphurti comes in higher stages of bhakti, sadhak bhakti. But I am not like so. So, can you be so much pleased to give a dream, and in dream, swapna, will you keep your that lotus feet, that having that parag of Srimati Radha, of your in Krishna, and from Krishna it came to your feet, and that feet should be kept on my head, so that my head will be uttamanga. If your this thing, this parag is not I am getting, my this head is what?
Bogus.
Bogus. No use. As Gopis tells that anyone's eyes are sarthak.
Successful.
If anyone can see Krishna Mukharvinda, laughing something,
playing on food,
smiling,
playing on flute, eyes towards any seeking, crooked, and this is also crooked. Everything is crooked, and she sings, especially back behind of Baladev. Baladev is so far away, and he is going with so many cows and friends, and he is watching towards Krishna, seeing towards Radhika and gopis. Gopis are looking crooked towards Krishna. More than this, if Radha and Krishna are together, seeing each other, if anyone see Krishna and Radha both at a time, these eyes are successful. In like manner, anyone's head is bogus. If Radhika's this parag does not comes here, so what to do? A loss. And she is weeping and rolling. O Devi, you are Sumukhi. Your husband is in, husband not, your Piyatam is in your control. Now you can give anything. So I am praying for this, that you should give me so that my head will be soft. Mama Sarthanama, Kada Mama Sarthanama. It has meaning that my heads will be sartha. Sartha means
successful.
If we take explanation that having this, my head will be uttamanga. Uttamanga?
The highest part of the body.
Body. And then my name, Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari, will be Sarthak. No? How? Because my name is Rati Manjari. Rati means Vilas. So many kinds of Vilas, Rati. Not here, first class of Bhav. Anurag and all after that. Bhav, Mahabhav, that is Rati. So my this name, and Radhika is Rati towards Krishna, is called Rati here. So that my name, mane Rati Manjari means Manjari, mane Shobha of Rati, of Radhika Rati. So my name will be Sarthak. Otherwise name is no Sarthak. So, this should be added first. And then, this is all right.
Maharaj, you said that the dream is higher than the sporty. And yet, on the other hand, you're saying that I'm not qualified for sporty, but give me the dream.
When I was telling, I thought that you may have this question. But here he is telling as an ordinary thing. It is for the Siddha, three categories. First Sphurti, then Swapna, and then
Shakshat.
But in Sadhaka stage, we cannot have Sphurti at first. We see that so many persons are dreaming that Krishna or Vrindavan or Gurudev or it can come easily. Sphurti when come? When we are deeply
in separation.
Separation deeply. Kya kahte hai? Tadatma. But tadatma is not so easy thing. So here I have told like in this mood for a sadhakji. Dream may come then and then.
Can tadatma come before bhav or does it come at bhav? Tadatma.
Tadatma?
Does it come before bhav?
In tadatma sphurti comes. Bhavavastha ke bhavavastha mein. In bhavavastha. A sadhak having all these things bhav, then he can, sphurti can come. And in swapna also, I have told that, it has been told that in Ujjalinmani, that in swapna, four kinds of meetings can be come. In Sphurti, in Swapna, and in direct meeting. All kinds of Sankirna Sambhog, Sankshipta Samrdha Sambhog, and Pratichhad, jo bharta jata hai, Samrdhaman Sambhog. Four kinds of makeup. In also Sphurti, in also dream, in also it depends on sadhak or siddha, sits mood. Bas, today finish. I heard that it has come so beautiful.
He did not finish.
Finished.
No,
finish?
There's more to read.
Oh, more to read. I said, then you'll have to cut something. What?
So the red lac was mixed with the kumkum from the heart of Krishna, which had come from Srimati Radhika. So this reddish thing, kumkum, mixed with red lac, was on the head of Krishna. And this color...
On head of Krishna?
Yeah.
Cut it. I have explained like this in other sloka. It may be bad, but it has come from here, of Krishna. Krishna has taken it here, also
yes,
here.
Yes, yes.
But here, no need.
Okay.
Because I'm here explaining that Parag came in feet of Radhika and from there to Rati Manjari's head.
Yeah. But you mentioned it. That the kumkum came from the heart of Krishna, which came from Srimati Radhika.
At first it was in Radhika, as I've told.
So if we change it, instead of head it should be heart.
Make a correction and then.
And this color, when Radhika kicked Tulsi Manjari, came as a stamp on her forehead. Tulsi Manjari looked in the mirror, but at once he came in sense and he was loudly weeping. It is very rare for Krishna, and what to speak of others like Brahma, Shuka, Narada and all, to have this thing. And at that time I got this reddish stamp from Srimati Radhika on my forehead. Now he is lamenting and remembering, "Oh Sumukhi, oh Sundari, beautiful lady, which has attracted Krishna to serve her."
That explanation should be given and this will be cut out. Otherwise it will be two times repetition. Anything should not become in repetition. Are aaj keu ashe nai to upare?
Hai ashe.
Tale kodin ashe na porsho kal ke dui din ashe nai.
Ejer dekhbo koydin
ashe. Eto jiggesha korbo to? Amar mone je porsho ashe nai. Ki porsho ashe chilo? Hai? এই জন্য আমি দেখি না তো ওই সব বলি হাফ ডে থার্ড এই সব বলি লিখে নিই হ্যাঁ
ও সুমুখী what can I tell you how beautiful you are I'm praying that what to speak of directly in dream I want that too and if I will have occasion to have that reddish thing from your feet on my head then my head will be uttamanga the top part of my body So her head is only going to be Uttamanga if Srimati Radhika will give some color from her feet there. Only then it will be Uttamanga and meaningful.
I have told also a second meaning. Not remembering?
Yes. Now when he has come down from his internal consciousness, he has stopped seeing this pastime and he is now lamenting, rolling on the bank of Radhakunda. Saying, O Sumukhi, Swapne Api, what to speak of directly, even in dream I want that you keep your lotus feet on my head and put this red thing on my head. Charanambu Jata, your lotus feet. Rajata Parada Natavasa. The dust particles, pollen of lotus in Parada. So her lotus feet is lotus and Parada means the red lap. Vibhushanena, it will be my decoration. Sobham, and it will be so much beautiful. Param achitaram, extremely. Aho radhike, vibrad bhavishyati kada mama sarthamana. Having this ornament that is paraga, I will think that my head is now sarthamama, meaningful, and it will be uttamanga. Otherwise, it is not uttamanga.
Very good. But now compiling both?
Yes.
And who's make
to
a very
Shanti does the initial and then Maharaj suggests that Awana who's coming here who has edited Premananda's books. But if you have another idea, you can
requires a good editor.
It has been finished?
Some more.
Only questions and answers.
Oh, then. Very good. I had to write some letters.
Oh, okay.
Maharaj, I've been coming here for so many years.
Maharaj?
How come you do not age?
Huh?
I've been coming here for many years.
Huh?
How come you never age?
You never get older.
You never get old. What is your secret?
You always look the same age.
Same age?
You never get old. What is your secret?
No.
You must have some secret.
Because when you come, give me something. And that is how I look like. But actually, I'm not feeling like before. Now so weak, tired, no time for doing bhajan. This book and this book to read. From 8, I'm trying. I'm opening and coming persons. Opening, coming persons. Then I weep. What I have done. After this, I will take prasadam and I will sleep. And when I open the door at about 3, persons will come and I will not do anything. In night, after taking, I will sleep. And if I awoke, then this headache and so many things comes. I cannot do. But you are a strong, you have so energy to do all these things. I am only weeping upon my these things. I want to do bhajan, but I cannot do.
Maharaj, you always speak about bhajan and we repeat. But what is the exact definition of bhajan?
I don't know. Always to like these things. Remembering no worldly things. Always remembering all these things, weeping, heart melting. Seeing anything, I'm seeing Tulasi and at once I will remember Vrindavan. A flower here, at once I should remember the flowers of Vrindavan. Krishna and Srimati Radhika is taking them, making them garlands and giving them each other. If I will see water, I will at once remind the water of Jamuna. And then Krishna and all gopis are what doing? Playing there. So many times. Always. What is the time now? What Krishna is doing? What Krishna pastimes is going on? Where is Krishna? What he is doing? Always these things. No management, nothing. No hearing. No worldly this, no sense of body. Where I am, what I am, nothing. Only this. This is bhajan like Rupa Raghunath. Rupa Raghunath pade rahu mur aash prarthana kare sada.
Your patient,
you should not come more, otherwise you will be drowned in these things and you cannot serve as you are serving.
When can we have the next class? When can we have the next class?
He is going on Day after tomorrow? After that we will have. When you are leaving Vrindavan?
Well,
after that I will give a feast.
I have got some service in Vrindavan.
Mm.
So I have to stay for another about 10 days more.
You'll have to serve in Bombay.
Yes.
Don't neglect your duty.
I don't think I'm... Well, I will...
See.
I will follow your advice. But I have already spoken to them on the phone in Bombay, so they know that I'm coming after about 10 days.
वहाँ से चिट्ठी दीजिए तो आई विल डिटेक्ट वन लेटर देवकी नंदन फट नंदन
दैट रिमाइंड्स मी
गिरधारी स्वामी My dear Giridhari Swami, Giridhari Swami, please accept my name. My most humble obeisances. All glory to Sisi Guru Gaurang and Sisi Radha Vinod Bihari. I received your letter dated 10th July 1904 and became so much happy. I remember when we meet in Bombay, Also, I remember recently I went to Hare Krishna Land, Bombay, and you told found me.
Telephone me.
I also told Harikatha to Giriraj Maharaj, Swami Giriraj Maharaj, on Chaitanya Charitamrit, Madhya 8, Rai Ramanandan Mahaprabhu dialogue, Sambad dialogue. And Giriraj Swami has sent that text to you. And you are so much pleased to have this. Actually, this talk with Rai Ramanand and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very helpful for any Raganuga Vaishnava. I have seen the letter you have sent me before through Swami Tamal, through Sri Tamal Krishna Swami. I don't remember whether I have sent the answer of that letter or not. Anyhow, I am so much pleased to know that you are serving your Holy Master. He has taken initiation from Swamiji. What?